Coding agents are a silly idea, and programmers are silly too. You know the cheerful old folks who win the lottery and still live the way they always lived, then donate their winnings to an institution that has destroyed generations of students with standardized education? That is what programmers are doing today. They won the lottery. The text generative AI is all about programming. Let's just face that. The new agents you keep hearing about, the new AIs, are the standard old large language models with huge brain, but in a really well thought out harness that multiplies their abilities. No one is going to throw compute at a smarter AI when they can do it with a harness. Wait one second, there is more. Let me finish speaking. Programming itself is, and forever has been, all about artificial intelligence. If then, else if else is artificial intelligence. Yes, get over it. Every programmer has always worked on AI. But, due to fake education and bad operating systems and languages being spoon-fed at college, programmers today think poorly. To quote a wise man, "You can take the programmer out of the river of tears, but you can't take their van in which they live in down by that same river." Listen carefully. A coding agent must be understood as an oxymoron. The coding has to be finished already via a large process library that helps small local agents not do more of the same stuff that we did before, but model advanced desktop applications based on strict procedures in the library. And it is a pyramid, where JavaScript code, for example, is abstracted away by web components. Web components are abstracted away by a nice and clear-to-read XML. And XML itself is managed by a local AI who can completely understand application layout. You almost don't need a local AI. Do you understand? Coding is not what you do in the age of artificial intelligence. That's a waste of resources. You have to build up to abstract away what does not need to be repeated. I repeat, coding agent must be understood as an oxymoron. It's more of a modeling agent now. The first two applications it models are a rich and thick and detailed and precise and lovely and informative process library browser, and one of the major components of that same library are meta processes that help smaller agents call the big AI and extend the brain further. The result of this is you understanding the structure of the additional brain that extends small local agents. You are able to manage it with the help of those agents. And the second application is a drag-and-drop user interface builder. It uses AI to generate layouts, starting templates, and input forms and such, but the user can just drag and drop out of the 500-plus library of stored, complex, well-made user interface components and layouts. Do you see any coding agents at this level? Is anything writing code for you? No. Maintenance personnel and application building assistants, yes. You will need a coding agent to create all of this, but then you get rid of the latter. Coding agents are not meant for daily use. They are meant to work on the very bottom of everything. Then what? Everybody's favorite question. Well, you now have the ability to create incredibly intricate applications. The components and their documentation alone are enough for big AI to construct the event sourcing backend, tried and tested, don't mess with it, and now you get to come home and build beautiful, purpose-specific applications on the level of top-selling desktop applications. And you can sell them, too. Personally, I recommend you keep building higher. It's not just if, then, else. The user interface is a summarization of infinite complexity. Summarization is a form of artificial intelligence. Put three large, advanced applications together and create the big one. You could build a real university this way, one that actually teaches for real. Here, the students are actually allowed to grow their genius, and not by considerable adversity. Thank you, all adults of the world, for screwing this one up too. But by joy of life, love of learning and exploration, and perhaps adventure. Performing that original quest, the ancient quest for greatness. Yes, while you sleep, agents, model builders, will be putting together extremely large and beautiful applications. By the time you wake up, you will have what you need, but don't stop there. Keep building. Look how the enormous companies create their portfolios, how they accumulate software they sell. Do that. Follow the pattern of big corporations. You see? Do you see what I mean now? The programmers are continuing to live in their vans down by the river, even though they have the power of enormous corporations. One application per month makes 12 by the end of the year. They can compete against enormous corporations, but they need to stop using coding agents and turn to application modeling agents. Because at the end of the day, while the AI can take care of everything, you still need to sit down and do all the detailed work by hand. That's something that's part of the creative process. AI will create the applications for you, but you have to bring the art.
The cattails wave. In a blue tin van I made my grave. Coffee on a camp stove flame. Laptop glow and a notebook page. Got a screen full of stubborn lines. And a dream that won't stay confined. My hand steady. One small spark can light up a minute. Down by the river, I'm building it right. Real education out into the night. Down by the river, let the whole world learn. One more door, one more page, one more turn. Kid in town with a cracked up phone. A mama working late all alone. A teacher with a room too tight. And a farmer studying after light. So I patch it up line by line. hand steady. One small spark can light up. Maybe this river bend.